All you need from a CRM is that it has a name, phone number, email address, mailing address, a note section. There's just a few and a callback date, right? So that you could call people back. That's all you need. Don't overcomplicate a CRM. You don't need big fancy bell whistle. You don't need any of that, right? You just need the basic.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
All right, guys, I'm excited about today's episode because I'm going to give you something that is going to get you straight to revenue. Instead of playing footsie with technology all day, we're going to get straight to revenue and happier clients. So let's get started right now. Before I tell you about what I'm going to share with you today, I want to let you know I just this morning updated the 21 books. These are the 21 books that all entrepreneurs should read, no matter where they are on their journey. These are the essential books. So it is 2024, and I just read a book, and it was so phenomenal. It was so game-changing. It was so easy to implement, and something that contained so many vital pieces that I had to add it. I am very strict about 21 books. 21 books is the cap. I don't want to go over that on the number of books I recommend. Otherwise, it's overwhelming. So I removed one book, and I put another book on this book that I felt is going to beat out the former book on productivity tips, on easy to implement strategies that you can do right now, and for the immediacy of the results that you get, which is really what I care about. So go to Coaching Inc. It's coachinginc.com/21 books. Check out the new updated list. You're going to love it, and get started reading today. Remember, 8 pages per day, no matter what. Rain, sleet, hail, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, 4th of July, Memorial Day, vacation, whatever it is. And the best time of day, not in the evening like everyone thinks, otherwise you'll fall asleep. First thing in the morning, as soon as your eyes are adjusting to the light, that is the best way to do that. Guys, today, let's talk about your CRM. I have so many clients who get caught up into the trap of a CRM. It's like this CRM syndrome. And what a CRM is, if you don't know, is it's a customer relationship management tool. So what it does is it helps you manage all of the different people that you're working with. And really, for our purposes, it's the beginning of the sales tool, right? This is where all your leads go. And then you call your leads. And you would be surprised how many, especially new entrepreneurs, will get just completely stuck in a CRM. They will be building customized reports and customized fields. And sometimes they'll call me and they'll say, oh, like, I'm so excited. I've been working with, you know, Salesforce or HubSpot or Infusionsoft or Podio or Go High Level or Pipedrive or all of these complicated, expensive CRMs with bells and whistles before they're even making $100,000 per month. So we're not going to do that in this group. We are not going to do that. We are going to keep revenue in first position. Now, if you're over 100K per month, right, and you have a team that handles your CRM, get whatever expensive, fancy CRM you want with bells and whistles. My personal recommendation is always buy for now. Don't buy for growth, right? Buy for what you need now. Don't buy for growth. Otherwise, the learning curve is too high and the expense is too high. But let's talk about these CRMs when you're getting started, right? Do you need a CRM? Absolutely, yes. This whole idea of like using an Excel spreadsheet or a pen and a paper and then having notes everywhere, that is not a good idea. So you do need a CRM. But the idea here is what I'm going to share with you is a tactic for getting a CRM that you can use right now that you don't have to touch. The whole point is this: get out of your CRM and get on the phone and make calls and make sales and make connections and have conversations. So this entire episode is a strategy that you can use with your team to get out of your CRM right now. Let's get into it. So what I want you to do is first, I want you to get a few tools. First thing I want you to do is if you don't have a VA, I want you to get a VA. If you don't have a good virtual assistant, and this can be a person who's overseas as long as they work your hours, if you want to use the VAs I use, just go to coachinginc.com, coachinginc.com VA. They're already trained and ready to go for you, and they're super affordable. If you have your own VA, that's totally fine too. If you have your own place to get VAs, that's fine too. But our VAs are already trained and ready to go. Then what I want you to do is I want you to get a CRM. If you don't have a CRM and you're under $100,000 a month, keep it simple, keep it inexpensive, and keep it with a low learning curve. The CRM that we recommend is free to start. It's so easy. Your grandma could use it. And when you do end up paying for it, it's less than a few cups of coffee. It's super inexpensive. That's all you need. All you need from a CRM is that it has a name, phone number, email address, mailing address, a note section. There's just a few and a callback date, right? So that you could call people back. That's all you need. Don't overcomplicate a CRM. You don't need big fancy bell whistle. You don't need any of that, right? You just need the basics, right? Until you get to 100K per month, right? So you could do it. Don't spend money you don't have, right? We want to be income funded, revenue in first position. Only spend money that you earn. So for 100K per month, simple, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay. Then what I want you to do is download an app called Kanyou. It's Canyou. That is an app on your phone. You can find it in the App Store or the Google Play Store if you have a Samsung phone, but you download Kanyou, Canyou. It's totally free. And that's a task manager. If you and your team are already using a task manager, totally fine, but you want to use a task manager. Here's how you're going to implement this so that it works for you right now, starting today, and you never have to see your CRM again. What you're going to do is you're going to shove a, or I shouldn't say shove, but you're going to wedge a VA between you and the CRM, right? And in the middle is going to be a virtual assistant. What you do, you tell the VA, this is when my workday starts, right? My workday starts at 9 a.m. and it stops at 2 p.m., right? Whatever it is for you as an entrepreneur. 30 minutes before your VA starts, what she's going to do or he's going to do is she'll go into, we'll just say she, just condensing this. What she'll do is she will go into your CRM and she will pull out three calls that you need to make. And she will send them to you on a checklist in Kanyou or another task manager if you're using one. When she's doing that, right, you will see your Kanyou app or your task management app, and that little Kanyou task will have everything that you need to do on that call. So for instance, if it's a sales call with a prospect, it'll say John Smith, the phone number, any pertinent notes or links that you need, it'll all be right there. So you don't have to switch between phones or between screens. It's all on one screen. And this way, if you're out walking, or if you're out riding your bike, or if you're in a car, or if you're on vacation, or whatever you happen to be doing as an entrepreneur who has, you know, freedom in this way, you have location freedom, certainly, I hope, right? Now you can do that from anywhere, right? You just go into your Kanyou app, you look at the full task. Now, this is why when your VA sends it to you, make sure that the phone number is clickable. So even if the sales prospect is in your contact list, make sure your VA is putting a clickable phone number in Kanyou or your task manager. So you just click it and you never have to leave the screen. The whole key here is you never have to leave the screen to do your tasks. You're the owner. You're the entrepreneur. You don't belong in your CRM. You need to be handled with like white gloves, right? So that you just come in and do your specialty and leave. You just come in, you do your specialty and you leave. So everything has to be in the Kanyou task. Then what you do is as soon as you make the call and you call the prospect, you leave a voice text. Right. So this way you don't have to type with your thumbs, right? Getting in the way. You just voice respond back to your VA and you leave any message. Hey, Mary, I just spoke to Jeremy. I got his voicemail. Let's try him again tomorrow. And then that text goes. You mark the task done, or you see, leave another message. Hey, I just onboarded Rachel. It's going to be $45,000 upfront and 5.5% in perpetuity. Please invoice her and send her a contract. And you click done, or you say, hey, I spoke to April and she needs a call next week. She's busy this week. Please schedule a call with her sometime next week. And you send the task back to her. You mark the task done. Now, here's the key. As soon as you mark the task done, right? Because your VA is sending you three tasks to start your day. As soon as you mark one task complete or done in Kanyou or whatever task manager you're using, your VA automatically sends you another task. So she, your VA, updates the CRM, not you. Your VA sends the contract. Your VA onboards the new client or new customer. Your VA reschedules the call or rebooks a call or schedules a new call next week. Your VA does all of that work. You're just in your sweet spot, in your zone, doing what you do best. That's the key. The reason that we start the day with three tasks instead of one is because as entrepreneurs, we like to have some sense of control in our day. So it's very important that we have options of who we call and when, and having three tasks is a good way to do that. The other reason that we start with three tasks and we always maintain three open tasks throughout our day is because if we only have one task at a time, it'll create a delay as we're waiting for new tasks. So this way, if my VA is using the bathroom, I can just go and jump right to the next task. Also, the reason we use three tasks at a time is because if I have 50 tasks, the chances are I won't get to any of them. That's just the way I am, right? It's just the way most entrepreneurs are. A huge task list seems overwhelming and daunting and is not in our nature to do. So you start the day with three tasks. As soon as you click one task done, the VA automatically sends your next task. This way you always have three sales calls or three tasks waiting for you at any time during your day that you can do at your leisure. And also, as you're working with your VA, you know, you guys will go back and forth and she'll start to realize things. Like, for instance, let's just say there's a sales call, a sales prospect who lives in California and you live in Virginia. Well, you can just train your VA to work with you and say, hey, listen, if someone's in let's sort the tasks this way by time zone, right? If somebody is in California, make sure that my first three tasks for the day aren't in California because I have to wait 3 or 4 hours to call those people until it's 8 or 9 a.m. there. So just use common practices like that as you continue to work with your VA. It's very important that your VA is aware and cognizant of your preferences, right? The longer you guys work together and the more feedback you give her or him, the better the relationship and the more effective the relationship will become. Guys, I really want to encourage you, stay out of your CRM. Don't get caught up in building customized fields and customized reports. Use this system. Get a virtual assistant. Again, if you need a VA, just go to coachinginc.com/VA. Get a simple, cheap, inexpensive CRM. If you need a great one designed for coaches, that's already designed for coaches, coachinginc.com/CRM. Get the CanYou app or another, it's CanYou, one word, or another task manager in the app store. Start using this today and get out of your CRM. You have no business being in it. You're a visionary. You're not detail oriented or in love with routine and data entry the way some of your team members are. So start this today. You'll have a more effective day. I promise you'll put revenue in first position and you'll make a sale right away. Bam. All right, guys, enjoy the day. I hope that helps. We'll see you on the next episode.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.